goal for Neve Connell right at the depth of this game. It was a high ball in.
Kevin McGinnigan, I think, was the finisher, but I'm not sure, Ashi.
Drama, drama, drama. With almost 4 minutes played, the Neve Connell supporters are on the feet. And Neve Connell have got a goal. It looks like it's Kevin McGinnigan, who was at the back post, drilled it into the back of the net. And there goes the full-time whistle. It is all over. High drama in Kingspan Breath Night. And Kevin McGinnigan has been the hero for Neve Connell. He got that goal right at the depth with the last kick of the game. Well, Neve Connell looked to be gone, Brendan.
Absolutely they did, and we mentioned it, you know, Neve Connell. Argona were the better team in the second half, but you have to give great credit to Neve Connell. They kept at it, they fought, they got won a couple of balls after a couple of schmozzles. Anthony Thompson got the ball, gave it to Mark McDevitt, took it back from him, put it across the goal. The initial team fell to Kevin McGinnigan. He absolutely roofed it into the back of the net for a brilliant finish. Absolutely wonderful stuff from Neve Connell. You have to give them great credit. The never say die attitude to be able to get that goal, to manufacture a goal like that in a huge game of this proportions. You have to feel something when he forgot it too. So you have Oisín. They put in a huge second half performance, deservedly led by 2 points. But what a win for Neve Connell. Absolutely stupendous.
Yeah, stupendous indeed. Brilliant for Neve Connell. The Donegal champions are through to the Ulster semi-final, where they will meet the current holders of Ulster, Glen, in 2 weeks' time. But on reflection on the game, listen, high drama. Neve Connell are getting out here with the win. But on reflection, particularly, and for most of that second half, Martin Regan would have been thinking to himself, this performance is not good enough here.
No, and uncharacteristically from Neve Connell, they were sloppy in possession. Their shot selection was poor. You know, we saw them in the county final. I think they only kicked one wide. Kicked seven wise today, dropped a couple into the keeper's hands. But listen, you have to credit the pitch too, because the pitch is heavy, wet, a lot of rain came down in the last few weeks or in the last few days, so it did make conditions that bit more difficult. But Neve Connell always find a way, and again they were able to dig it out by finding a way. There's some fantastic performances across the field, so they had during the game. You know, the Dohertys as usual covered every inch, and you could see the tiredness getting into the Neve Connell players as the game went on. But to somehow find the mental resolve to be able to conjure up that late goal was fantastic. And they will take a lot from that, Oisín. They will think, listen, we were nearly out the door today, so we were, but we found a way and we manufactured that goal that was necessary to get it across the line and into an Ulster semi-final, which I think is in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, it's going to be in 2 weeks' time. The likes of Leo McLoone, the veteran, stepping up today as well. Leo McLoone, of course, getting that goal just before half-time to put Neve Connell in front by 4-1-4 at the break. Also in that opening half, Oran Doherty got the first two scores. AJ Gallagher steps up with a very rare score for Neve Connell, and he got one today. Eunan Doherty and Brendan McDyer in the second half. Jack McKelvey, Leo McLoone, John O'Malley with the points. But that goal right at the death when Neve Connell were trailing by two and looked to be gone. It was Anthony Thompson who hit the ball in, hoping that somebody would get to it. Gowna stepped up, got a fist to it, but it fell to Kevin McGinnigan, and he drilled it in to the back of the net. And I don't know, we'd like to see that in the TV replay, because it was a crowded area in there. Don't know how he got it through all those players, but it ended up in the back of the net. A goal for Neve Connell, a second of the game, and one which sends them through to the semi-final. It's going to make the two-hour journey home back into Donegal a bit shorter for Neve Connell. We're going to try and get a bit of reaction from the victorious camp and their manager Martin Regan for you shortly. We'll not have it for six, but it will be available later on online on our website, highlandradio.com. Thanks to Highland Motors for their continued support and supporting us, bringing live coverage of Gaelic games and Neve Connell's journey in the Ulster Club Championship. And I suppose it ends the day in a high, Brendan, after the disappointment of Downing's today, making an exit earlier at the hands of Ballyhays. But Neve Connell have won once again, and they're through now to another semi-final. And what I'm thinking here as I'm looking at you, Brendan, is when you get to provincial football, it's about just getting through it. So it is, and at times you can park a performance as long as you get the one.
Oh, definitely. And it wasn't that it was that poor a performance. You have to give Gowna great credit as a reference, Oisín, because they really took the game to Neve Connell in the second half. Neve Connell stood up, they made decisions difficult for Gowna. You know, Gowna, we questioned some of their shooting particularly, and that them two easy miss frees in the first half that you felt, you know, were sucking a bit of the life out of Gowna. But Neve Connell stuck to their task. When they had to get the scores, they got up the field. And as you mentioned, Leo McLoone, you know, he just had a fantastic game, I felt, for Neve Connell today, along with the Dohertys. Charlie McGinnis put in some great work. Kieran Thompson. They just had heroes all over the field. But there's going to be one hero back in Glinties tonight and back in Neve Connell tonight, and that's Kevin McGinnigan. Yep. wing half back, doesn't get too many goals, but he will enjoy that and take great satisfaction out of that. And you're right, Ashi, they're now in a semi-final. They can focus their attention, they can enjoy this evening, tonight, tomorrow morning, but they can focus their attention on a semi-final now and look forward to that, and fair play to them, deserve it.
Okay, that's it from Highland Sunday Sport for today, as from Breffni Park here.